An area of cold high pressure is working its way across eastern Canada, and it has chilled things down considerably across the northeast. Temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the 20s and 30s, which is much closer to normal than we've been for quite a while, and that cold air plays a big, big role in our forecast over the next 24 hours as a storm system will work its way into the region. And the players are high pressure to the north, helping to lock in the cold, especially near the ground, and a storm, an area of low pressure that will track its way through the Great Lakes. And that storm tracking to our west will help to push warmer air into the atmosphere, and that will result in a transition from snow to sleet to freezing rain. Then many areas will change to plain rain late tonight and through the day tomorrow. That transition will occur from southwest to northeast. That means that the greatest accumulation of snow will be in areas to the north and northeast of Albany, where about 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulation is expected. However, some areas may see a little more than that. From the capital region on south and southwest, we're looking for anywhere from a covering to as much as 3 inches of sleet and snow accumulation before that transition to freezing rain, and eventually over to rain late tonight into the day tomorrow. A winter weather advisory is in effect region-wide tonight into tomorrow. We are looking for slippery travel conditions rather quickly as precipitation develops. It will be slippery through the night through Tuesday morning's commute. Then as the day moves along tomorrow, we'll see that rain line, that melting line, work its way from southwest to northeast. So even by morning in the New York City area, for example, conditions will be plain rain, and then that line will work its way up into our area during the day. So we're looking for mainly wet, melted conditions by tomorrow evening's commute in most areas. However, some pockets of icing are still quite likely, especially across the North Country, right through late tomorrow and early tomorrow evening. By Wednesday and Thursday, we're looking for a little quieter weather, though a couple of rain and snow showers are possible both days. It looks like the bulk of precipitation will occur during the day on Tuesday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow and sleet likely, low in the teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow, sleet, and freezing rain likely, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, sleet and freezing rain changing to rain, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain, low 26 to 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, any icing will change to rain, high around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, snow changing to sleet and freezing rain, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, any icing will change to rain, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of a light rain or snow shower, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s, and on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of a light rain or snow shower, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.